Okay, so we saw. So we saw Tosfos last time. We saw a very big machloikas, Rashi and Tosfos, and in fact, it turns out that Rashi is really what we call a da'as yochid. What does that mean, a da'as yochid? He is in the minority opinion, really, because we saw the Tosfos, the Rashba, the Rosh all disagreed, and they learned that the sugya was talking about where the psisin are in fact larger than the shleimin. Under those circumstances, Rav Huna says you can make a brocha over whatever you like, because each one has its maila. The psisin have a maila that they are large. The sholem has a maila because it's sholem. So what's the final score? One all. If it's one all at full time, so then you can do whatever you like. And Rabbi Yechon says, no, really the maila of sholem outguns the maila of Godoil, and therefore you should make a bracha over the Sholem. That's how Tosfos and the Rashba and the Rosh all learned, which is not like Rashi. Rashi learned, we're talking about that they're equal size. If it be Godel, then for sure you make over a Godel. And we saw the Rishonim said, Tosfos and the Rosh said, the Halacha therefore would have to be like Reb Yochanan. And that's what they proved. Okay, so that's where we left off last time. Now, the Gemara said, after having brought the machloikas, the Gemara said that when you have chito and se'oiro, then that would be a very different story. Now, we have to remember, again, in light of Tosfos, we remember that Tosfos picked up on the fact that the Gemara changed the Loshon. In the Gemara, in the beginning, what was the terminology? Psisin. And then we switched to Prusa. So Rashi didn't make a deal of it, so it sounds like Psisin means a slice, and Prusa means a slice, and it's all the same thing, and why the Gemara changed terminology in the middle, we don't really know. But Tosfos said, I do know, because Psisin, from the word pas, is specifically the word for a large piece of bread, and that's the whole point. These slices are not any old slices. According to Tosfos, they are large slices. When, however, you get to Prusa, Prusa is the word which means a not large slice, so a regular slice of bread. And that's the whole point. That despite the fact that it's not large, nonetheless it wins the day by virtue of the fact that it is chitin. And so often it's chitin. That has a maila. Which maila? Choshev. So Choshev definitely outguns Sholem. So if even though its rival, which is Se'orin, is Sholem, it doesn't matter because Choshev always wins the day. Choshev always wins the day. So let's have a look now at the second Tosfos. A third Tosfos, which is on the second wide line. Avol Prusa Shel Chitim, a slice of wheat, the shlemo min ha-se'orim, and a complete wheat, bread, dalet hay stands for divrei ha-koil, everybody would agree, mevorech al ha-prusa shel chitin. Everybody would agree that you make a bracha over the prusa shel chitin. Why? Because it is chashuv, says Tosfos, de chiti adifi. Chitim is odif. What does that mean? It's odif, it's better, it's stronger. Mishum the akdamei kra. Because it's first in the pasuk. Akdamei means it's given kedima, it's mentioned first, precedent in the pasuk with regard to shivas haminim. So, this is an important point because we'll come back to this later on. Tosfos is telling you that chita is not more choshev because of its usage. Remember we said last time that se'orin is animal fodder. Generally you feed animals with se'orin. Therefore you might have said that itself is the reason why chito is more choshev than se'orin. Because se'orin is a very lowly food. But for the moment, Tosfos has not said that. Tosfos says merely because of the order that it's mentioned in the pasuk, chitin is mentioned first, se'orin is mentioned second, which by definition means that chitin is more choshev. Avol psisin v'shleimin mimin echod. what would be if you have psisin, which is slices, and shleimin, mimin echod? What does that mean, mimin echod? From one species, not chitin versus sa'irin. They're all chitin. Or they're all sa'irin. Afilu yeh hapsisin mipas nekio. Even if the slice would be from clean bread. Vahashleimin mipas kiber. Kiber is, as it were, less clean, unclean bread. Nonetheless, mavarich al hashleimin. In other words, Tosfos is coming off the back of the previous Tosfos. In the previous Tosfos, we already told that we paskin l'halocha laiku, like Rabbi Yechanan. So again, psisin v'shleimin, when they are one min, according to the final analysis, the halocha l'maisa is you make a brocha on the shleimin. Now, if, however, the sholem is inferior because it is se'oirin, as opposed to the psisin or the prusa, which is chitin, then the chitin wins the day. Doesn't seem very fresh in here. One moment. It's blowing, but very, very shvach. Okay. Says Tosfos, fine. It's true that chitin trumps sa'irin, but that's only because it's an altogether different min, which is more choshev. But once you're dealing with the same min, and we said that if it's the same min, then sholem wins the day, the fact that one is cleaner and one is less clean is not enough to overturn the sholem. It's not enough to consider the other one choshev chiddush. You might have said that, listen, if chitin can beat sa'irin, even when the sa'irin is sholem, then maybe pas nekia can beat pas kibir. So Tosfos says, no, that's not a big enough difference. It's got to be that it's an altogether more choshev min. Again, says Tosfos, Avol, the end of the second wide line, Avol psisin v'shleimin mimin echod. If the slices versus the sholem are all the same species, afilu yia psisin mipas nekio, even if the slices happen to be cleaner bread, v'shleimin mipas kiber, from less clean bread, nonetheless mevorich al hashleimin. Why? Because it's sholem. Because it's shalom. What are you going to say? That its opposition is more choshev? That's not called more choshev. Why is it not called more choshev? Because it's not a different min. If it be a different min, there'd be what to talk about. Says Tosfos, how do I know that? How do I know? I need to back that up. It's not necessarily a dovar poshut in logic. Says Tosfos, kedi isa b'tosefta. I can back this up from a tosefta. By the way, it's important to know, what is a tosefta? We have the Mishnayos, we have the Braises, and we have the tosefta. The tosefta is also authored by Tanoim. It's also authored by Tanoim. It's always printed at the back of the Gemara. After all, the Rishonim, after the Rif, and the Mordechai normally, tosefta. It's a list of prices, as it were, and it's authored by Tanoim. It's obviously very, very heavy weight. Says Tosfos, Kedi Isa b'Tosefta, what does it say in the Tosefta? It says, Shleimin de Gluskois, v'Shleimin de Balabais. What's a Gluskois? A baker. Right. So here, they're both shleimin, so there's nothing to distinguish between sholem or not sholem, because they're both sholem. But there is one distinguishing feature, which is, one is made by a balabais, which means a regular, simple, non-professional baker, as opposed to gluskois, which is a professional baker. So what's the halacha?
They're both Jewish.
Right. Says the Gemara, the Tosefta, the halacha is Mavorech al Hashleimin de Gluskois. You would make a bracha over the baker's loaf. Why? Not because it's Shalim. They're both Shalim.
Nicer?
Because it's a more professional bread and therefore it's more choshev. Okay, that's the first halacha. Then it says number two, period. Prusa de gluskois v'shleimin de balabais. What happens if you have a slice of baker's bread, but a shleim of balabais's bread? So now each one has got one maila. The balabais is bread, although inferior quality, but it's a sholem. The gluskois, although it's a prusa, but it's the gluskois. Halach is mevorech al hashleimin de balabais. So what do you see over here? That really is the end of Tosis' proof. What do you see over here?
Shleimin takes
that Shleimin wins the day, even though the other bread might be slightly superior. Why? Because it's all one min. When we're comparing the balabais to the gluskois, we might one min. So if there's nothing else to divide them, which means halacha lemaisa, there's a hidden halacha written over here. There's a hidden halacha. What happens if I have two breads, both shalem? One is pas nekia, and one is pas kiber. Which one would I make a bracha on?
Nekia.
Tosas didn't spell it out, but that's what's apparent from this Tosefta. In other words, Tosas never said that nekia is not a maila. It is a maila. It's just not big enough to out-trump, to outgun shalem. But if all other things are equal, we used to call that in Latin, economics, ceteris paribus. Ceteris paribus means if all other things are equal, then for sure, then we'll even go for the smaller milers. But it's not big enough to out-trump shalem. And that's what I see. Gluskois and balabais, all things being equal, they're one min, they're both sholem, fine, go with the baker's bread. But the minute that the balabais' bread is the sholem, finished, the gluskois doesn't get a look in. Sholem wins the day. Says the Tosefta in conclusion. Pas kosher upas shal nochri. Mevorech ala kosher. Okay. So I'll call upon him if I have one of a goy and one of a yid. There's a gzera, pas akum. If you make a bracha, obviously, over the pas which is kosher. That wasn't the bit that was important to us. What was important to us? The bit that was important to us was the previous line that I would make a bracha over the shleimin of the balabais rather than the gluskois prusa. Now, says Tosas, v'chein omrinon b'Yerushalmi. So too, I can back this up once again from your Gemara in Yerushalmi. It says there, pas tohoir upas tomei mevarech al hatohoir. Pure and impure, I'd make a bracha on the pure. Aval im pas shel nochri choviv Venoki upas shel Yisrael einoi choviv, then mevorech le'ezer sheyirtze. If, however, the pas of the nochri was choviv and noki, as opposed to the pas shel Yisrael, so again, all other, we're talking about, by the way, when it says pas shel nochri, obviously it's not talking about pas which you're not allowed to eat, otherwise it's not a discussion. But it's made essentially by a goy, but in a manner which is permissible to eat. But it certainly is disadvantageous. So therefore, if all other things are being equal, which one would you go for? The Yisrael. But if they're not equal, because the pas of the Nochri is choviv, it's more preferred, you prefer that one, and it's noki, then indeed, mevorech le'ezer sheyirtze, So then I wouldn't necessarily go for the pas of the Yisrael. Kedihisa b'Yerushalmi, as it says in Yerushalmi, pas noki tomei, as opposed to pas iber tohir. So again, what's the score over here? It's 1-1. Each one has a mile. One is noki, and one is tohir. Vorach leizah sheyirtze. Avol Rabbeinu Shimshon tzivo lesalek hapas lovon shel nochri. Lovon is means it's higher quality. Me'al ha-shulchan, he said, better to take it off the table. Ad la'ach ha-birchas ha-moitzi. That means until this point, what did Tosfos say? That when you have milers in both directions, then you can make a bracha whatever you like. Reb Shimshon wanted to avoid the sofik. So how did he avoid it? Take it off the table. What is the maila of the pas nochri because it happened to be lovon? What are you left with? The pas shel Yisrael, which is not lovon, it's inferior quality. Well, if it's the only bread left on the table, then obviously that's one you make a bracha on. Finally, says Tosfos, shnei shleimin mimin echot. If you have two shleimin from one species. So we've already said, im echod yoiser noki, this is the hidden halacha that I said is not mentioned explicitly in the Tosefta, but now this is what emerges. If one of them is more noki, mevarech ala noki. Why? The chaviv leitvei, that'll obviously be more preferred. Nobody in the world prefers less clean bread. So this is a very, very, very important Tosus. In other words, there's a lot of different milers that need to be considered. And we have to know which milers are the heavyweights and which milers are the less heavyweights. So obviously, in the event where all else is equal, then we'll take any miler. If they're both sholem and they're both noki, and one's a Yisrael and one's a Nochri, so obviously you go for the Yisrael. If they're both Shalem and they're both Yisrael, and one's Noki and one's not Noki, then I go for the Noki. So obviously when I've got nothing else to distinguish them, I've got no other Milers, then obviously I'll go with whatever I can take. That's easy. What's not so easy when I have a score of 1-1, Nochri, Noki, Yisrael, Einoi Noki. So then, whatever you want. Eza Sheyiritza. Except Rabbeinu Shimshon, who said, we'll get the Goy ones off the table to avoid the Shiloh.
Tosfos really is focusing on the fact that it's Mina Chut. And it's not the fact, he's not giving any cases where...
Right, because that's what Tosfos is saying. Yeah. That's Tosfos' whole point. The minute I've got two Minim, and one's Chitin and one's Soira, game over. Because it seems to be that Chito is such a huge miler, the miler, the chashivas of chita, can't be opposed. And not only can nothing else trump it, but we can't even get a situation in which we'll say, make a bracha on either of them. No, you don't even get a choice. Remember, there's always three options. You have to make a bracha on A, or B, or both. Once I've got chitin and sa'irin on the table, two minim, then what's the halacha? Chitin wins the day. And presumably, that means even if the Sa'irin is Shalem and Noki and Yisrael, all the Milers, all of those are only consideration when you have, as you pointed out, Ravrom, one min. So then we go for the small stuff. But once you have Chito versus Sa'ira, then Chito totally outguns Sa'ira, and any other Maila that Sa'ira can possibly muster up is irrelevant. Because you can't beat Chito. Which means, we'll have to see, Be'ez Hashem, in Shulchan Aruch, how this all pans out la'alocha, but that's what we would expect to see in Shulchan Aruch, at least according to Tosfos. If you have Chito and Sa'ira, then finish, you don't need to look further afield. You make a bracha on Chito, period.
Can we say that if it's one min, the most, the strongest mila is Shalom at this point?
Yeah. Yep, you're 100% right, because Tosfos says Mufurash that if I have Shleimin, which is not Noki, versus slices, which are Noki, so you might be excused for thinking, say, okay, one all, make a bracha whatever you like. No, he didn't say that. He said you make a bracha on the Shleimin. So when you're drawing up your hierarchy of Milas, it seems to be that Chito versus Sa'irin is top of the tree. Next biggest Mila is Shalem, and if I don't have that, it's pretty all level playing field, and therefore you get a choice. If it's Goy versus Yisrael, if it's Noki versus Einay Noki, Tohir not Tohir, those are all equal Milas, and therefore the choice is yours. So again, if the score is, it's level, but one of them has one Mila, then obviously that would win the day. Because however little that Mila is, but at least it outguns its opposition, which doesn't have that Mila. When I have one all, well, then it's one all, so make a bracha whenever you like. But if one's a Shalem, Shalem wins the day. And if one's a Chitin, Chitin would always win the day, even over and above Shalem. Now, this sounds a little bit complicated. It is a little bit complicated. It does mean that when we get to the halacha, and Mitzvah Hashem, we will learn the halacha together, we have to, Be'ezah Hashem, emerge with a clear hierarchy. Can't every single time I have two fruits on the table start taking out my Gemara Brachas and the Tosas and the Shulchan Aruch. We have to be able to come out with a simple, straightforward list. Halacha l'maisa, do I go for what's more choshev? Do I go for what's larger? Do I go for Shalem? Do I go for what's more preferable? We'll have to sort out the list, the hierarchy of Milas l'halacha l'maisa. Okay, we're moving on now. It's a complicated sugya, there's no two ways about it, but it's very good you did a chart. That's the best way to get a sugya like this clear. Okay. Back into the Gemara with Rashi, and then we see another Tosfos. The Gemara said, as we just said, that if one is Chita and the other one is Sa'ira, then Chita wins the day. Why? Because it is Choshev. Even though the other one is Shalem, Choshev versus Shalem, what's the score? Chito wins the day. Chitin always wins the day. So the Gemara said, Lema Katanoi, that seems to be Machlekas Tanoim with the onion story. Now, let's remind ourselves of the onion story, because we'll see that Tosfos disagrees with Rashi in his whole understanding of the botzel. The Braisa said the following. I've got two onions in front of me. One is a cotton sholem, and one is a godel chetzi. Now, the key point that we're missing in the Gemara is, and this is the bone of contention between Rashi and Tosfos, when you say half a big, how big is big? Is the half big bigger than the small Shalem, the same size or smaller? What are we dealing with? So Rashi said that what?
It's bigger.
It's bigger.
Rashi said it's bigger. So in the numbers that we mentioned before, you've got a big onion which is 500 grams. You've got a small onion which is 100 grams. So even if you split the 500 into two, it's 250, but it's still bigger, much bigger than the cotton. So therefore, these are, again, we can't work out the sugya until we know what are the onions on the table. So we have one onion, which is small, 100 grams, but it's sholim. The other one is much bigger, it's 250 grams. So it's definitely got the mila of godoil, which is choshuv, but it's not a sholim. So what do the braises say? There's machlekes tanoim, which one you give to the kohen. So it seems to be that what is the machlekas? One of them says that Sholem is the most important Maila, and the other one seems to assume that no, the most important Maila is Choshev. So for the Gemara asked that as a question. So for why are you telling me Chito versus Sa'irin? Choshev beats Sholem. Choshev versus Shalem is actually a machlekes tanoim. So why are you telling me it's so posh? It's not posh at all. What was the Gemara's answer? It is Poshut. Under ordinary, regular circumstances, obviously Choshev would win the day, which according to Rashi means the 250 gram half onion, that would win the day. And that's the one you'd give to the Kohen. The only reason why over here there's a machlokes is because we're talking about a particular bizarre case where the Kohen's not here, and you're worried that the onion will go moldy, and therefore we have other considerations to take into account. Fine, but under ordinary circumstances, which one would win the day? Definitely the choshev, which, copy and paste, is Godel. Godel, choshev, it's all the same thing. Choshev beats Shalom. That's the way Rashi...
With regard to the previous Tosfos, we didn't have the consideration of choshev, correct?
We do. Chitin is more choshev than Seira.
Okay.
That is the classic
example.
But the case is that the Tosfos basically makes the assumption that they're all showing. Or all prusos.
We didn't have Gadol.
We have not mentioned Gadol yet.
As a case of Hashem.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
That's going to be coming up exactly in this Tosfos.
Okay.
Now, if you remember when we learned the Gemara, we actually pointed this out, that the Gemara has made a bit of a jump. And the Gemara has replaced Choshev with Gadol. Chito and Seira, we all understand, Chito is essentially more Choshev than Seira. Whereas a large onion is not more choshev than a small onion, it's just bigger. And yet the Gemara called that choshev. So for the moment, at least the way Rashi learned the sugya, choshev can mean a number of things. Either it's choshev because it's an altogether superior species, or it's choshev because it's larger. But either way, it gets the category called choshev.
Can we say that, I know it's not part of this Tosfos, but can we say that Chaviv is a subset of Choshev?
Sure.
Okay.
But it's a less significant version of Choshev. You know, I'll try and simplify things, and maybe this will, in a way, complicate things. Ultimately, everything is Choshev. Every consideration is Choshev. It's just, is it Choshev A? Is it Choshev B? Is it Choshev C? If you have two breads which are the same min, and one is sholem and one isn't, which one do you make the bracha on?
Sholem.
Why? Because it's more choshev. Ultimately, there is only one rule. There's no five rules, there's one rule. You make the bracha of the most choshev. We're trying to work out which is the most choshev. Which is the most choshev choshev? What's the expression? They're all equal. Some are more equal than others. It's all a question of what's choshev. Ultimately, why on earth would I make a bracha over a sholem? Who cares that it's sholem? Why would I make a bracha over the fact that it's godah? Why would I make a bracha because it's noki? Why would I make a bracha that it's yisra? Why would I make a bracha because it's lova? Why would I make a bracha because it's a toher? All the various milas that we've mentioned are all subsidiaries of one solitary mila, and that's called choshev. And that's what we're trying to work out. You obviously make a bracha on the most choshev bread. We've never mentioned this, and maybe we really should have. Why do you make a bracha on the most choshev bread?
Mishnah Berurah, make the bracha on the most.
Because that's covered for the bracha. That's covered, not covered for the bread. I'm not trying to mechabed the bread, I'm trying to mechabed the bracha. When I'm a varech, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously I'd like to make that in the most choshev circumstance, over the most choshev item available. So now it's up to me to work out what is the most choshev item available.
I think what's a little confusing is that we said there was a general principle that choshev always trumps shalom.
Right.
But it depends on if it's a primary choshev versus a secondary
100%.
Choshev.
That's exactly what I meant.
It's
and I'm trying to simplify things,
yeah.
But it's complicating things.
Yeah.
Because when the Gemara used choshev versus shalom, it's a bit of an unfair way to look at it. It's really choshev A versus choshev B.
Right.
Why is this choshev? Because it's chito. Why is this choshev? Because it's sholem. I'm sorry, chito is more choshev than the chashivas of sholem. But it's all based on chashivas. There's only one criteria at the end of the day which dictates which bracha you make, on which bracha you make the bracha, and that is which is more choshev. So you're right, that's why it's tricky, because when the Gemara called it choshev, as if to say, shalem and everything else is different milas. They're not different. They're just less chashuv chashuv.
Right, right, right. Very good. Okay.
So when the Gemara, at least the way Rashi is learning the Gemara, the least way Rashi is learning the Gemara, Godoil is as chashuv as chashuv, chito. If it's not, then how can the Gemara compare the two? Again, what did the Gemara say? Chita trumps Sholem. So the Gemara called that Choshev versus Sholem, and the Gemara said, oh, that's the same machlekas with the onions. Why is it the same machlekas? There's no wheat and barley there. It's just a question of bigger and smaller. So basically what you're dealing with is that it's the same species, and you're telling me the fact that one is larger, that carries the same weight as Chita versus Sa'ira. So Godoil has the same element of Chashivas as Chito does. So it is tricky, there's no two ways about it. But I refer you to my disclaimer a week ago. The sugya is a complicated sugya, there's no question about it. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. So let's now see Tosis. Ketanoi. Pirish Rashi, once again, Tosis attacks Rashi. Pirish Rashi. Chatsi Botzel Godel. Half a large onion. Kori Choshev. It is called Choshev. Lefi, because Sheyesh Boy Yoiser, because it has more than Mi Botzel Cotton Sholem from a whole yet small onion. So in our numbers, it's 250 versus 100. So Rashi says, this is what Tosis is quoting, what is the chashivus of the large onion? Its chashivus is that it's bigger than the small onion. What is the chashivus of the small onion? The fact that it's a sholem. And it seems to be, at least the way the Gemara initially understood the Braisa, that there's machlokes, which one wins the day? The choshev one, which is the 250, or the sholem one, which is only 100. Zok Toisves, I'm sorry to say, veloi nire. This does not appear to me to be correct. Sorry, I don't think it's correct. The halachayra mashma, it would seem to be the implication of the Gemara is not as Rashi suggests, rather, Delahochi nokat. It is for this reason that we mention Chatsi Botzel Godel, quote unquote, Mishum Deyesh Bechatsi Botzel Godel Kamoi Bekotin Sholem Veloyoiser. Now, Tosis doesn't really explain himself. We'll see there's a Goas HaBach at the side. Tosfos says that I'm sorry to say the Loshen of the Gemara seems to indicate, and he doesn't explain where this indication is. We'll see in a moment. The Bach does explain. But he says just the wording of the Gemara seems to indicate, as far as I'm concerned, says Tosfos, that the half large onion is not bigger than the small onion. Rather, it is kamoi, just like. So we have to change the numbers. The large onion is 200 grams. The small onion is 100 grams. So half the large is also 100, so it's exactly the same. So again, just let's read those words in Tosis. Tosis doesn't really explain himself. V'loin nira, why not? It would seem to be that the implication of the Gemara is delahochi nokat. It is for this reason that the Gemara mentioned, quote unquote, chatsi botzel godel mishum deyesh bechatsi botzel godel kamoi bekotn sholim. But veloyos and not more. Now, before we explain the logic of Tosis, we just need to explain where exactly did Tosis see that in the Gemara. Tosis says, I'm sorry to tell you, Rashi, I don't think that the chashivus of the half-large onion is because it's bigger. No. The mashmos of the Gemara is it's the same size after having been cut into two. Now, where is it mashma in the Gemara? All the Gemara says is chatzi botzel godel, half a large onion. It didn't tell you how large is large. So look at the bach. Now, you see there's a little dalad in the Tosfos next to the word mishum. So that sends us to the Heilige Bach. You see the Bach at the side of the Gemara? Zot the Bach in Sifkot Dalet. Diba Hamaschel Ketanoi V'chule Nokat Chatzi Botzel Godel. Says the Bach. Nun Beis. What does Nun Beis mean? Very, very interesting. If you write a letter and you want to have a footnote at the bottom, which letters do you write in English?
NB.
NB. It's also Latin, I think, no?
Yeah.
So that's what the Bach means? So Nun Bey stands for Nechtav Betzidi. Nechtav, it is written, Betzidi in my inner side, in the margin. In other words, says the Bach, I would add in the margin the following explanation. Pirish. Because the Gemara should have said, I mean, according to Rashi, quote unquote, Avol loy godoil she'enoy sholem, end of quote. Five words. Le'ezet seirech nokat chetzi. For what purpose did you mention half? In other words, look back in the Gemara. It is the fourth last narrow line. It says, Ketano itoyrmin botzel cotton sholem, avoloi chatzi botzel godel. Those three words. Avoloi, not what? Chatzi botzel godel. Says the Bach in explanation of Tosfos' question and Rashi, it should have said something else, avaloi godoil, which is not sholim. What did it say just before that? Tormin botzel cotton sholim. So the other side of the coin should have been avaloi godoil sheina sholim. Isn't that the neatest way of writing it? Cotton sholim versus godel, which is not sholim. Had it written that, then says Tosfos, yes, you could have learned like Rashi that godel means it's colossal, it's huge. But why on earth did the Gemara have to add the magic word chatzi?
Oh, yeah.
What if the word chatzi? That's not the point. Half, quarter, third. The main thing is it's big. It's not sholim. I couldn't care less whether it's a half or a third or a quarter or two-thirds or 98%. It's not sholem. Says Tosfos, this is the way the Bach explains. Again, Tosfos didn't really explain, but the Bach is explaining for us, Baruch Hashem. If the Gemara stressed that it's exactly chetzi, says Tosfos, I can't say it's conclusive proof. If you remember, Tosfos used the word lich. Oira mashma. What does l'choira mean? It would appear that way. I can't say it's an absolute cast iron proof. But if the Gemara went out of its way to say chetzi, it seems to be that what? So why is the Gemara making an emphasis of the proportion of the godoil left?
In order to tell you a specific
amount. To tell you it's half, which is the same as the cotton sholim. Okay, look at the Bach again. Nun beis pirish. Dehavale loima. It should have said, meaning according to Rashi, quote unquote, avaloi godoil she'enoi sholim. Why do you have to say godel chetzi? Le'eze tzorech. For what tzorech? For what need? Nokat chetzi. Did it say the word chetzi, quote unquote? According to Rashi, at the end of the day, why does the big onion? Why is that getting any chashivas at all? Because it's larger. So if it's larger, just say it's godel. It's in sholim, but it's godel. The stress on chetzi seems to indicate that what? So it's all the same size. Now, before we continue, There is an obvious question which we will have to ask, and Tosis will obviously address, is that one moment. So what have I got on the table now? I've got two onions, both of
same size,
100 grams. One is sholem and one is not. No. So you tell me, what's the question? Read the Braisa now. Read the Braisa according to Tosis. What are the two opinions? One says you give the kata and sholem, and the other one says...
Why would you give him the other?
What on earth would you give the other one?
The half, that's the same size.
According to Rashi, it's very good. Because it's one all. Why is it one all?
One's larger.
Because
one
is 250 grams. I've got a mila that you don't have. Ah, but the other one's got a mila that the other one doesn't have because it's shalim. Fine, so there could be a machlokes. I can appreciate two different looks at this. But according to Tosis, there's nothing to distinguish them with regard to weight or size. They're both 100 grams. So the only thing to distinguish them is shalim. So how can it be a machlokes bechlal? Isn't that an obvious question? How on earth can it be a machlokes?
According to Rashi, it's the same that we had before.
The Gemara brings two opinions. The Gemara says, one says you give the cotton shalim, and one says you give the chetzi. According to Rashi, I understand. You know why you give the chetzi? Because it's 250 grams. Okay, so he goes for godel, chashuv. But according to Tosis, they're both 100 grams, so there's nothing to distinguish them. It's the same min, it's the same size, and one is shalim. So obviously you go with the shalim. Well, what's the discussion? So what must be the answer? There's only one possible answer. What possible chashivas could we attribute to the other one?
It's freshness. It's not good. It's kaim.
No, it's the contrary. Sholem, is, we said, is more kaim. Sholem is more kaim.
Oh.
But again, initially, we don't know anything about kaim.
Right, okay.
So what could be the possible look? Why on earth could there be a suggestion that the Chatzi Godel would win the day? Why is it better quality? So Tosis is going to say what you said, Rabbi Yisa, that the big one is better for eating.
That's what it
is. Nice, big, juicy, succulent apple as opposed to a scrawny little apple. So even if I cut the big one in two and it's now the same size as the scrawny one, but obviously the big one tastes better. So for that's the two sides of the argument. Do you go for the sholem even though it tastes not so good? Or do you go for the chatzi godel even though it's the same size? But again, the score is really one all. Why is it one all? Because one has a better taste, and one has a bigger size, one is a shalim. Okay, we'll see that in a moment. But either way, for the moment, Tosis therefore does not accept Rashi's interpretation. Don't tell me that we're dealing with a larger onion. So Tosis, because the Lashon of the Gemara, L'ch'oira, is mashma, that we're dealing with the same size, and that, Baruch Hashem, we are internally indebted to the Bach, who explained to us what Tosis meant, otherwise we probably wouldn't really have understood. Says Tosis, V'oit. De'imkein. Now listen to this now. V'oit. De'imkein. What does that mean, de'imkein?
If so,
like what?
Like what we just said.
Like Rashi. Because it's a further question. If so, meaning if you're going to go with Rashi, now this is the question we've been waiting for, Baruch Hashem. The imkain, because if you're going to go with Rashi, then what are we dealing with over here? Sholem versus Godel 250 says Taisvers loy hava dumya de choshev de gaba prusa shel chetin. It is not dumya. What does dumya mean?
Comparable.
It is not really comparable to the case that we are initially dealing with, which is the Pusa of Chitin, the Ka'i Allah, which is what we are referring to. Why is it not comparable? The Hosam Shavin, because those are exactly the same size. So therefore you're not really comparing like with like. I just told you, says the Gemara, that chitin trumps sa'irin.
Even if they're the same size.
They're exactly the same size. So if you want to now address it or argue it, I don't mind, but at least bring me the same case. If you brought a case, this also chashuv. Why? Because bigger. Who's dealing with bigger? Which is the question, Rav Ram, you asked last week. If you want to compare chashuv to sholem, so chita versus sholem, I appreciate that. A big onion. Why is big chashuv? You want to say it's also chashuv? What's that got to do with what we're talking about? We're talking about chita versus sa'ira. What's that got to do with large versus small? So until this point, we said, okay, we have to assume, apparently this is where the Rashi learns, that the Gemara understands that the chashivus of chita is the same type of chashivus as, or at least holds the same weight as chashivus of large. But Tosis doesn't like that.
Couldn't we say there's even a more obvious reason why you can't compare the two? In that, in the case of the chitim and the sora, two different species.
All different, completely different meat, yeah. But that question, I'll tell you what the problem with your question is, it's too good. The question is too good.
It's so obvious.
Yeah, but your question is so good it doesn't have an answer. What do I mean it doesn't have an answer? Because that question ultimately will never have an answer. Yeah, because these onions are the same men. So if the Gemara nonetheless compared them, I'm going to have to hold my hands up and say the Gemara understood b'roiv chachmosoi that the Maila of the Chatzi Godel is comparable to the Maila of Chitin. So Rashi learns it's comparable because this is very large and this is very chashuv. It's all the same, very. Tosis, I'm sorry, that's not comparable at all. Not comparable at all. Not because of the same min. Otherwise, that will never have a teretz to.
Says I always answered Lamech HaTanoi refers back to Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda.
No. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ketanoi, look at Rashi, on the last wide line, Ketanoi, Hoda Omrut Prusa Shal Chitim Veshvema Shal Sarim. I'm not going on Machloikas Rav Huna Reichim. We're going on the line that we said that Chita Trump Sarim. Zog Toisves, Vyesh Lefarish. Therefore, I would explain that what? The Kahadodi Shavin Haim. The Kahadodi, equal to each other. They're the same size. 200 gram godel that became a chetzi, so it now is 100 grams versus 100 grams, so it's all identical. Avol, the godel toiv yosel achila min hakotem.
It's the mile.
Yeah. Now that says Tosfos. Now again, to refer to your question, Moshe Zelig, I agree. It's not the same as chita versus sa'ira. But at least it's closer. It's more choshev, essentially, not just because of external things, because there happens to be that it's bigger. It's essentially more choshev. Now, chito is more choshev. Why?
Because the species is different.
Because it's an altogether superior species. And this is similar. It's more choshev because, yeah, it's superior because it tastes better. It's not an altogether different species. It's species. At the end of the day, it's onion versus onion. But it's a better tasting botzel.
It's an intrinsic.
Right, it's an intrinsic rather than just happens to be an external factor that is bigger. If it's just bigger, so it's, I'm sorry, it's no comparison to what we're dealing with. We're talking about two things of equal size. Therefore, says Tosfos, I have now dealt with both the logic of the Gemara and also the Lashon of the Gemara.
Didn't we just inject Chaviv into here? Would that not be Chaviv?
Yeah. But again, it's super duper Chaviv.
Okay.
Not because one's a bit cleaner or less cleaner, it's altogether completely better taste. Let's just try and finish off Tosfos. Va'oid Pirish Rashi, again Tosfos attacks Rashi. Rashi also explained Demaisi Tanoi, that we are bringing this Machlekas Tanoim as Sefer. With regard to the Sefer of the previous Raisa, where it says there, the mevorech ala pruso shel chitin, they make a bracha over the slice of chitin upoiter, and that will exempt es hashleima shel sa'irim. That was the last line. That's what we call the sefer of the previous brisa, and we bring in this machlekas tanoim to suggest that actually it's not unanimously agreed upon. It's a subject of debate because umar sovar choshuv odif, umar sovar chitin. Why is chitin more chashuv? The mekadmi bekro adifi. Whatever gets mentioned in the pasuk first is more chashuv. That's the way that Rashi learned the Gemara. So again, we had a statement. It says chita beats seira, even if seira is a shalim. And it's on that line that the Gemara says, oh, what are you telling me? That chashuv beats shalim? I can prove from the onion story that Choshev versus Sholem is actually a subject of a debate. That's how Rashi learned the Gemara. Says Tosfos, I'm sorry to tell you, Aval e'efshel lefarish. It's impossible to explain that way. Dechitin adifi mishum shepas shel chitin choshev mipas shel soirin. Don't tell me that chitin is better because it's more choshev than the pass of Sa'irim, the Hapirish, because we've already explained, the Bemin Echot, pass Nekia, upas Kiber, Hasholem Odif. We already explained, this was in the previous Tesis, that if you have Sholem on one side of the story, and the other side of the story you have Nekia, but it's the same Min, which one wins the day?
Sholem.
No, therefore what? What does Tosfos see in that line?
Like he's trying to compare.
I'll tell you the truth, I said a little bit wrong. He's not disagreeing with Rashi. Sorry, he's not disagreeing with Rashi. Sorry, I said it wrong. To the contrary, he's agreeing with Rashi. Rashi said that why is Chitin superior to Sa'irin? At least this is the way that Tosfos quotes it. Because Chitin is mentioned in the Pasuk first. But not merely because more choshev. Now again, this is a very, very unfortunate use of the word choshev. Everything is choshev. What does choshev mean? In other words, you could, in theory, have learned, this is what we said before in the beginning of today's shiur, you could, in theory, have learned that why is chita superior to sa'irin?
Because
it's not animal fodder. So it's more prominent. Not because it's mentioned in the pasuk first. Says Tosfos, that can't be. And if Rashi is right, it must be because chitin is mentioned first in the pasuk. Can't mean just because it's more prominent. Why? Because prominent, mere prominence doesn't beat sholim. We said before that if you have clean bread, which is also more prominent, than on the other side of the coin you have sholim, sholim wins the day. So Sholem, and this is what you pointed out before, which is that Sholem is very high up the tree. Therefore, says Tosfos, Rashi is right that here the chashivas of chita is not merely because it happens to be more prominent; it's more illustrious because it tastes better, or because it's not animal food. Rather, it's mentioned first in the pasuk. Oh, that catapults it right to the top of the ladder. That's what Tosfos says. Therefore, when we say the word choshev over here, what specifically do we mean? That it's mentioned first in the pasuk. Oh, if the Torah mentions it first, game over. And it's all over. But not the fact that it's a little bit more prominent, because mere prominence would not outgun sholim. Horaya, like we said before. If you have two breads, one is sholim, one is not, but one, the other one, which is not sholim, is more prominent because it's pas nekiya and the other one is pas kibbeh. You wouldn't go for the choshev, you'd go for the sholim. So here we're dealing with an altogether different type of issues. Okay, we'll hold it over here. We'll reconvene on Thursday. It's a little bit complicated, no question about it. What I'd like to do be'ez Hashem on Thursday is to see the next three Tosafim, or maybe even four, and then we'll try and work out, see halacha lemaisa, and try and bring this to a clear conclusion, be'ez Hashem.